This is the Rick Edelman Show.
You know, there's so much conversation these days about politics, wondering what are the proper answers to the major policy debates that are going on in Washington. I thought I would share with you a major decision that was made by one of the leading politicians of his era, Benjamin Franklin. Ben Franklin, of course, the famous inventor, publisher, scientist, diplomat. He helped to draft the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. He negotiated the 1783 Treaty of Paris that ended the Revolutionary War. Publisher of Poor Richard's Almanac. He created America's first library. He founded the University of Pennsylvania. When Ben Franklin died on April 17th, 1790, he bequeathed 1,000 pounds sterling to the cities of Boston and Philadelphia. That was about $119,000 today. And Ben gave a simple instruction. The bulk of that money was to remain untouched for 200 years. Never before had anybody bequeathed money with such an instruction. Well, 200 years went by, 1990, and the two trusts that he established were terminated. Boston and Philadelphia received millions of dollars. That 119 grand that Ben set aside, a lot of it was spent during the 200 years in accordance with his wishes, but the rest grew to more than $22 million. Another $10 million was provided in loans throughout the two centuries. If that 119 grand had been left completely untouched, the account would have grown to $500 million, exactly as Franklin had calculated in his will. By the way, Ben Franklin calculated that the money would grow 5% per year. And he was right. 119 grand at 5% for 200 years would grow to $2 billion. But if he had instead earned 10%, which by the way was the average annual return of the S&P 500 since 1926, 10% for 200 years? Well, 119 grand would not have grown to 2 billion. It would have grown to $23 trillion. This is the incredible effect of compound growth. And it was the inspiration for my creation of the proposal called RISE, Retirement Income Security for Everyone. Think about it. How long do you let your money grow and compound? Well, if you're like most folks, you joined your 401k when you were in your 30s. And so you get 20 or 30, maybe 40 years of compounding on your money. But you're alive for 70 before you retire. So why are we only letting our money grow for 30 or 40 years when we're alive for 70? That's what RISE accomplishes. My proposal would have money set aside for babies upon birth. So instead of having them grow money and enjoy compounding for only 3 or 4 decades, they get to enjoy it for 7 decades. And that is how incredibly small amounts of money are able to produce massive annual income in retirement. I encourage you to go to the website wecanrise.com to learn about my proposal called Retirement Income Security for Everyone, RISE. It's gotten a lot of really good feedback. It's starting to get attention in the financial trade press, and I'm hopeful that it will engage members of Congress in their efforts to solve the problems of income inequity in retirement for all future generations. That's RISE, wecanrise.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. An index is a portfolio of specific securities. Common examples are the S&P, DJIA, NASDAQ, the performance of which is often used as a benchmark in judging the relative performance of certain asset classes. Indexes are unmanaged portfolios, and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and/or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. Investing strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. All investments have inherent risks, including loss of principal. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Dollar cost averaging does not assure a profit or protect against a loss in a declining market. For the strategy to be effective, you must continue to purchase shares in both up and down markets. As such, an investor needs to consider his or her financial ability to continuously invest through periods of low price levels.